Hello, listeners. I'm your host today, Miss Suyu, bringing it to you, and this is the whole truth. It's September 10th, 2022, here in the USA. I missed you over the week, and I have something to say, of course. And the question is, what role do you play? I will be back. Miss Suyu Branding, MissSuyu.com, bringing it to you, the whole truth. More coming up. Right, listeners, I'm glad that you decided to stay with me today and listen to what I have to say. Some could care less, but I do have supporters and people that care about me and want to know if I'm okay, but that's all right. Some people get over concerned, and some people just like to follow me closely. They like to act like I'm their little child and they must take care of me. And they might know about my life story. Some people know your life story whether you believe it or not, and you don't even have to tell them. Because some people want to know who you are, right? And then they think that they have this control and power where they must like, oh, now I know your life story. I know you had some kind of like ups and downs there and let me see what I can do for her. I'm like, please, you know what? Take care of yourselves because we are adults. Correct? We are not children. But some of us play roles. Correct? My role that I play can be annoying if I play a role. Where do we get roles from? Did we grow up with roles? Did someone give us roles? Believe it or not, I think that we play roles without even thinking, without noticing. Tess, which role do you play in your life story? psychologies.co.uk. Oh, interesting. We all face plot twists, the obstacles and setbacks that mark our lives, but how you respond to them can result in different outcomes. Take this test by Flavia Menzelin Selvi with Lise Bartoli for Psychologies France, translated by Nora Mahoney. There's a test here. What character trait does the expression destined for greatness bring out in you? And it goes on and on and on, trying to know who you really are. And some people, like psychologists, social workers, case workers, when they meet you, they want to know who you are. They want to get to know you. And so they ask questions about your past when you were growing up. And I'm like, why do you want to know about me growing up? I'm an adult now. I'm not a child. Well, it kind of determines who you are. Well, does your past really determine who you are today? I've met some people that grew up in middle income, upper income homes, both parents. They aren't earning six figures, and they're not preachers and or priests or missionaries. They have problems just like anyone else. So, what does that mean? I think sometimes we get stuck with roles without realizing we're acting out. Some people want to be like their mother or their father or their sister or brother or cousin or a best friend. But it's unrealistic to be like someone else because we're not like someone else. No one is like anyone. Each individual is unique. So I think that's a problem in itself. But we sometimes like to play roles. And we get stuck and caught up with certain people. And sometimes we start acting like the people that we hang around, that we live with, that we associate with. And we are playing roles. But people might say, no, that's not it. Okay. That's the way you feel. But what about when we were children? I've been around someone and I'm like, why do you continuously have to be number one? You have to have the first best answer, the last answer, which is the right answer. You must be the star of the show. All eyes on you. You must tell people what to do. You must be the boss. And no one can tell you anything. If the house was on fire across the street and someone saw it with their own eyes and told this individual, the individual would deny it without going to look and see if it was really true. And claim that this individual was so right and the person who witnessed the fire was wrong. Must be in control and correct and must prove everyone else wrong. I said, I'm like, what's going on? What is the issue? And the individual told me, well, when I was growing up, I was the boss in the house. My mother and father let me tell everyone in the house what to do. When you were a child, your mom and dad gave you permission to be the boss. Well, no wonder. This is so crazy. But this particular individual decided to continue to play that role. And it's a problem. Because the individual has no social life, has a hard time meeting people and getting along with people, must in everyday life have control of whatever is going on, must have attention, and if the individual doesn't get the attention, the individual tries to act like people just don't understand. And they must understand because this individual is smarter, stronger, and can outsmart anyone. So, what role do you play? Well, what if someone grew up in a house and they went to church every Sunday, wore nice clothes, ate nice food, good food, nice furniture in the house, house was clean. They were Christians in the home and they played Christian music. They read their Bibles together. They prayed together. They were well known in the community, and people respected them because they believed they were Christians and they were supposed to do that. And they raised their children in the home, and the children were not allowed to associate with people that weren't Christians. The children went to Christian academies, biblical college. And what does that tell me? Does that mean that they are better than me because I didn't have that? I didn't experience that? No, it doesn't mean that they're better. It means that they had different roles. Some of them didn't have a choice because their parents told them that is what they were going to do. Those were rules that were enforced, but it doesn't make them any better than any other family. But sometimes we follow in the footsteps of other people and we play roles. And then when we get older, we expect other people to play the same role. And when people do not play the same role that we've been playing for years, we get confused, we get angry, and we want to take action, forgetting that other people are human and they have just as much right to live, to make changes, to make their own decisions, and to live happy. But because of our ignorance to the fact that we are playing a role, we cause problems for other people. And when we dictate how other people should live according to our role that we're playing, oh, that is a problem too. Because a role is just a role. And no one is our personal property or slave. But we get caught up in the moment without realizing, hey, I'm doing what my high school friend used to do back then when we were teenagers, and I haven't let go. And if I don't change what I'm doing, I'm going to run into some obstacles along the way. But some people feel as though, hey, I've been doing this since I was a child, and I'm not going to change. Although it's hurting someone, it's violating people, it's causing problems, but no, I'm not going to change. Because it benefits me right here, what I'm doing. Well, I think it does, but really, does it? We play roles. We follow. We create our own fantasy, our own personal reality, believing sometimes our past determines our future. But some people, they change. They're no longer the spoiled child. They no longer break windows and run, hide, and lie and say, oh, someone else did it. Some people do not sit around or hang around people that get into little groups and form opinions about other people, and it causes harm. Some people do not listen to hearsay and gossip. They're not prejudiced. They tell people to go on, I don't want to hear anything negative about anyone. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I have nothing to do with that. I'm not going to get involved with something that can cause problems for me and other people. But when we get around people or we're living with people, we sometimes engage in similar activities. And if we do not realize that we are caught up helping someone else feel better or included, it can become a habit. And we need to break old habits. That's what I believe. What if someone grew up in a home where there was abuse, domestic violence, drug addiction, hostility, dysfunctional? Does that mean that they must follow and continue that behavior? Does that mean when they get older, they will continue on with the same type of living? Does that give people the right to stamp them with a label because it happened when they were a child, when they were growing up? People change. Just because it happened many years ago, the cycle can be broken. And it has nothing to do with anyone. But some people try to make it their business. And some people try to control those and mock, bully people that have family that's controlling or abusive. Because they didn't have it. They didn't experience that. But they must put people down or make people feel low in order for them to feel big. So we have haves and have nots. Some people use their position to control. Some people are hungry for power. They take that authority and abuse it. And they dwell on the past. And they hold people to tradition, to continuously live that past. And you wonder why some people do not excel in life. Because whoever knows their past and has that control, has those records, has that memory of someone's or others growing up, living elsewhere, for some reason, they don't want to let go. They want to control for show. For power. They have to rule. They believe something. And just because someone was a criminal or an addict, a felon, years ago, in a foster home, right? A runaway, a high school dropout, it doesn't determine their future because people change. If they select to continuously play that role, that can probably mean they feel as though they don't have the support they need or they're not getting what they are supposed to have. Oh, it's there. There are people that get paid to do a job, but because they play a role, remember, maybe someone taught them to be stubborn, naive to the fact, unprofessional, unforgiving, uncaring, and hold on to that role. And just because someone is licensed, educated, wealthy, or popular, doesn't mean that they aren't criminals, they aren't controlling, and they aren't deceiving. I'll be back with more. What role do you play? The question for today right here on The Whole Truth. This is Saturday here in the USA. It's Saturday evening. It rained today. And I thought about rain and the weather getting a little cool. It's September. And it's no longer May, June, when I think about flowers and how to plant in a garden. And now that the weather has changed, how does that affect me? What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to start making some changes. I'm going to change my wardrobe, of course. But I don't think it'd be a good idea to plant flowers that bloom in the spring and the summer, right? And I think people would probably think I'm a little off if I did. Life roles. JournalEDLife.com. What are life roles? Life is a journey, and on that journey, there are many tasks and activities you do. Roles are a way of grouping those tasks, allowing you to focus on the groupings rather than the individual tasks. The groupings or roles give us a different perspective of how we are living our lives and how we are pursuing our vision. Roles are the hats that you wear as you live your life. You have work hats, hats that you wear with your friends, hats that you wear as a parent, etc. What roles are you playing on that journey? Parent, spouse, employee, or different roles you are fulfilling. Work could be further refined into photographer, accountant, manager, business owner, or entrepreneur, for example. Roles are a way of breaking down what you do on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis into different groups or roles. Your roles don't define you. They are simply a way of breaking your life into chunks to make life easier to understand. Understanding your life at the level of roles will give you a greater understanding of who you are, what you want out of life, and how to have a balanced life. What are examples of life roles? It goes on and on. Accountant, activist, adventurer, and on, you know, the list is long. Questions to uncover your roles. Importance of understanding your life roles. Awareness and understanding of your roles provide many benefits. Understanding the role you are in when you are doing a particular task helps to give meaning to that role. Life roles in your life design. Importance of reflecting and journaling your life roles. How does the life design course help you? Interesting. Sometimes people think that the role that they give is supposed to make you who you are or define you. Control. And some people are used to being controllers or being controlled. That's why we have our own roles that we want to choose to develop, not a role that someone gives us, unless we're getting paid to do a job and we have a responsibility. That's at work. But in life, in our life, as we move on, we get older, we mature, we're supposed to. We grow, we're supposed to. We have experiences. We have adventures. And when we're around people that do not understand that no one defines us, not even our mother, our father, sister, brother, teachers, no one, because we all are human beings and we make up ourselves. That's what I believe. We live our lives for us. I live for me. I don't live for anyone else. That doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me feel happier on my journey. Well, some might believe something else. But that's their world, that's their life, that's their journey. And what is so wonderful about life is uniqueness. And each and every one of us has qualities that, and we can help ourselves move on when we realize that we are our own individual with our own uniqueness. And when someone's not used to being free, and what do I mean by free? Believing and feeling, making our own decisions. And it doesn't matter what happened years, 15, 20, 25 years ago. That doesn't define me who I am. Because along the way, I made decisions and choices, and I had experiences, and I moved on. But everyone doesn't feel that way. And some people believe if you were once a statistic, a problem solver, passive, violent, hostile, illiterate, obese, high school dropout, some feel that you will always be that way, and that they must try to control and keep you where you are. They must take care of you because you do not know how to make your own decisions. They must try to always seek help for you. Some people might believe that is what they should do. But in this world of happiness, the life that we choose and the roles that we play, it's a part of us. And it shouldn't be a part of anyone else. And if I have a role that I'm playing, I think the role should be very much inspiring and motivated and so productive that I know I'm really gonna get something good out of it. Thank you for listening, everyone. And I hope to bring it to you soon with more questions.